You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast.
Right, the time is now 2 minutes past four, and I can't contain my excitement because it's that time when we say hello to Jeffrey Ernest Kahn and the best of Life, Love, and Potroast. Hello, it's lovely, so lovely to see you.
Yeah, it is lovely to see you as well. I just think that you could be nicer, you know, as an introduction, seeing we've been doing this for a while. And
I thought I was, you know, nice.
Yeah, in your own style, but it's not very nice. Eh? Got a guest here now. Who? And you got to be nice.
Are you a guest?
I'm like a guest. Yeah, I'm a guest in your studio here. And yeah, I'm feeling it a bit.
No, okay. Guests are people that are invited in.
well, I could break in.
You did.
I did break in. Walked in.
Yes.
And well, you could be a bit nicer. But no. Anyway, it's probably you can't be.
I thought I was very, very nice.
Yeah.
I could have started talking about that jersey that you're wearing, and then things would have gone downhill from there.
This is a very cool jersey, and I bought it myself.
Yeah. So the purpose of a jersey, though, is to be warm. But that's just my take on things. Maybe I'm wrong.
Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. We move on.
Yeah, let's do
Don't
that.
Don't get stressed.
Me.
Yeah.
Hey?
The unicorn.
Yeah.
No. Never.
All right. So this is what you're here to talk about this afternoon. Mm. Okay. Definitely not fashion, but certainly you are here to talk about stress, whether it is in fact a friend or a foe.
Yeah, you know, we think of stress as a negative thing, and sometimes it's not. So I thought it would be a nice spin today to just try and balance it up a little bit, because stress is a bit of a nasty thing, so it can be an enemy, but it can also be a mate, and it can also be a friend. So I want to look at both sides of it today. But I also want to give some idea of how to handle it and what are you going through. Maybe you don't even know you're going through stress. Maybe you're going through stuff and you don't know what this is. You just, there it is, and it's actually just stress. So, and stress is good and bad, and we'll see about that this afternoon. I'm going to go through that a bit as well. Okay, so we think of it as the enemy, but it can be an ally. It can be an ally, okay? So is stress trying to destroy us, or is it there to help us grow? And what we'll find out today is probably both. Probably both. So what is stress? Stress is the body's natural reaction to a demanding or challenging situation, whether it's real, and here's the key, or perceived. Okay, so it could be real, or you could be real in your head, but it's actually just in your head. So it involves a physical and mental response, triggering a flight or flight response. And while stress can be, you know, beneficial in short bursts, obviously it's good, prolonged or chronic stress can obviously negatively impact physical and mental health in a huge way, in a huge way. So stress as an enemy, chronic stress leads to burnout, health problems, relationship strain, can become harmful when it's prolonged or ignored. And this is the key as well. Don't ignore it. It's not just a Mickey Mouse thing that you've got to be, you know, cowboys don't cry and I'll take it on the chin and all this stuff. That's all good. But if it's poorly managed, it could become a problem. So signs stress is becoming a problem is sleeplessness, irritability, fatigue, or disconnection. Those are the symptoms there. And if you've got stress as a friend, which is a positive stress or eustress, EU stress, as it were, it can motivate you. It can improve your performance. It can sharpen your focus. And it can signal meaningful goals in your life as well. We stress over what we care about. Okay. So athletes, care about, you know, have stress. Performers, you know, they go on stage. You've got the butterflies. It's always a good thing. And any kind of speaker, have you ever done any speaking or any motivational speaking or speaking to crowds of people, you know that if you're not a little bit stressed and you don't have a little bit of a fear going on, it's probably going to bomb on you, okay? So deadlines are good stress as well, provided you're not pushing it too much and breaking, you know, yourself in that way. And it fuels preparation and action. So it gets you going. So that's where the positive side of it comes. We'll talk a bit more about it a little bit later. So there are four kinds of stress, according to stress reduction specialist, Dr. Carl Albrecht. And these stress types are common, and it's a good way to understand and manage the pressure of life. So there's time stress, okay, can be caused by having to do too much in too little time. So it can put you under tremendous stress. And I don't know about you, but I stress when I've set a time and then I have to get there on time. That stresses me if I'm late, or I don't like that kind of thing. So time can be a stress. And what they're saying here is that if you've got too much to do and you kind of get overwhelmed and there's not enough time, it can also cause a bit of problem. So that's time stress. Then there's anticipatory stress as well. It's associated with preparation and anxiety. It arises from worrying about future events. We worry about stuff, and 80% of what we worry about doesn't happen. But people worry, and it's part of life. And you've got to try not to worry about stuff that hasn't happened yet. And it could be real or imagined. And generally, if it's imagined, it's real in your life, but in nobody else's life. Then you get situational stress, which is triggered by situations or circumstances like a stressful job or a challenging relationship or a divorce, or something goes on in your life that causes you that stress. And then encounter stress. This type of stress comes from interactions with other people. So people can stress you, believe it or not. Especially when those interactions are difficult and uncomfortable. Yeah, some people can make your life really difficult and or uncomfortable as well. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Five common warnings. Okay, five common warnings that you are in stress or in negative stress. Irritability and restlessness. Okay, it can manifest in increasingly irritable or difficult controlling emotions and a general feeling of being restless and on edge. And then you can get sleep disturbances as well. And we've always spoken that sleep is such a major part of good health. But stress can disrupt your sleep patterns, making it difficult to fall asleep, stay asleep, or getting even rest after a full night. You sort of wake up and you're still tired. Changes in appetite, it can change your eating habits, it can increase or decrease appetite. Cravings for unhealthy type of food like chocolate or sweets or cool drinks and that kind of stuff. Or complete absolute loss of appetite, you know. Physical ailments, I'm going to talk about physical ailments now because you've got to be careful here. Stress can trigger various physical stuff including headaches, stomach aches, muscle tension, and changes in digestive function. Difficult concentrating, it can impair your cognitive function, making it difficult to concentrate. Focus on tasks, remember things, and make decisions. We all know when we're a little bit overwhelmed that kind of, I can't remember, or I can't make a good decision, or I just don't want to make a decision, comes up as well. And the negative stress also affects the body. It can affect the musculoskeletal system, the respiratory system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine, the gastrointestinal, the nervous system, and the reproductive systems. I mean, this is a nasty little word. Okay, it's a nasty little word when it comes negatively. And I had it researched a little bit as well. In my actual real job, my daytime job, I deal a lot with cancers and things like that. And I had a look how stress could influence that, because we're seeing a lot of a pattern there with cancer. So the immune system can be weakened by stress. It doesn't actually cause cancer, but it makes it more, it has more influence on cancer. So it doesn't cause the cancer. It's just got more influence on the things that trigger cancer. So the immune system is one of them. It makes the body harder to fight off cells, the immune system. Hormonal changes as well. Stress can alter hormone levels such as cortisol, which may be associated with cancer development and progression. Unhealthy behaviors, it can lead to unhealthy behaviors like poor diet or smoking or excessive alcohol consumption. And these are all things which are known to increase cancer risk. Cancer progression. Some research suggests that stress can contribute to cancer progression and spread of the cancer, metastasis of the cancer. So, yeah, So this little word is getting more and more serious, and that's why, you know, wellness in companies is very, very important. And you know, some insurance companies have got these programs where you have to go to gym and you have to get these points, but it's all because of this stuff. So now let's look at positive stress. Okay, it's also known as eustress, E-U-stress, and it's a type of stress that can be motivating and beneficial to you. So some examples in life events: starting a new job, getting married, buying a home, having a child. Retiring could be a stressful event. It could be positive or negative there as well. Moving to a new home, always stressful but exciting. Taking a holiday. Holiday season, going on holiday, that can be stressful, but it's a kind of a good stress if you handle it properly. You learn a new skill or a hobby. I remember the first day when I was here doing a show, a music show. I mean, I had to know, you know, the computers and all that kind of stuff. I was really stressed out, but I was excited at the same time. So I saw that as a positive stress, not a negative stress, right? So work-related, receiving a promotion or a raise, that can be stressful because, you know, now you've got a new responsibility or whatever it is, but it's positive. Taking on a challenging new project, stressful, but positive. Competing for promotion, that's also a positive thing. Personal growth, setting a challenge for yourself, that can be very stressful. Traveling to new places, making new friends, but these are all positive things. Riding a roller coaster can be very stressful for some people, but it's positive, okay, because you have some fun. Going on a first date, we're all a bit stressed about that back in the day. You have your first date, or even now, if you're dating and you got the first date, you're a little bit nervous. Learning something new that you're passionate about, and engaging in physical exercise can also make you stressed as well. Positive stress in kids: learning to ride a bike. What a brilliant thing! The kids are always stressed. You can see them, oh, dad, but then when they get it right, they're so excited. First day of school is stressful to some. Some even cry. I know the parents cry sometimes, but the kids as well. And then they come home and they've had an absolute fun day. They've made some mates, and they, you know, and they've joined a sports team, and they get into rugby, and they, you know, this is all positive, but it's stressful at the same time, but it's a positive thing. So challenges, facing a challenge at work can be stressful as well, particularly if you feel you can achieve it and develop new skills there. So, you know, you put stress on yourself for getting this right. Taking an ice bath. Now, that's something I'm never, ever going to do. Okay? I'm telling you right now. Mm. I don't care how positive it is. Mm. You know, no.
No.
No. Not for me. No. Characteristics of positive stress: it's motivational. It can be exciting. Performance improvement. It can lead to focus and concentration, and you're doing really, really well. And overperforming in your various areas of your life. You can experience, you'll help individuals' sense of resilience and learn from challenges and fostering personal growth. And then there can be a huge positive transformation. You know, it's always stressful doing something you don't know, but once you get to know it, what a pleasure. You know, it can lead to positive transformation in individuals, resulting in increased motivation and performance as well. So I love going on to the positive side of it, you know, and you've got to try and make it. So how do we handle stress? How do we handle this? So instead of fighting stress, we have to work with it. So that's one thing. And you need to check your bodies and thoughts regularly. Look at yourself, look in the mirror, have a chat. How am I feeling today? Am I overly stressed? Am I causing nonsense with people around me? Am I overwhelmed? Am I asking for help, perhaps? And here are a couple of techniques of how to handle it if you are in a sort of an overwhelming, negative, stressful situation. First of all, you've got to breathe. Breathing and oxygen are huge stress relievers, okay? So the 4-7-8 breathing technique, Richard: inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7, exhale for 8. And do that a couple of times, do that 3 or 4 times, you will be amazed how you calm down. It's simple and it's fast and it's calming. Brilliant in the traffic. If you if you're stressed in the traffic, or you're at home, or pre a meeting, or pre a talk, or pre doing something, it's a 4-7-8. 4 seconds, hold, inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7, and exhale for 8. You'll be amazed what it does for you. Okay. Exercise as well is very important. They all say 10-minute walk. You don't have to be going to the gym for 3 hours and doing bodybuilding. No, 10-minute walk, dancing in the kitchen perhaps, or stretching can break a stress cycle as well. And it boosts endorphins. It's natural relievers for that. Number 3, cut the caffeine out. So try and minimize, don't cut it out completely, but try and minimize the coffee. If you're having too many coffees a day, it can give you anxiety symptoms. So try and cut one or two out if it's too much. Control the controllables. That's a lovely one. Stress comes in from feeling powerless, actually. You're not in control. And here's a tip. List what's in your control versus what's not in your control. And focus what you can control. Don't worry about the stuff you can't control. And it's easier said than done. I understand that completely. But if you can do that, you can manage the stress as well. Don't worry about stuff you've got no control over. Got no control over Cyril talking to Trump today. You've got no control. Don't worry about it. You've got control about what's going on in your garden. You've got bring your family with your kids. That's it. Digital detox moments. Unplug yourself for about 10, 15 minutes a day. No phone, no screens. Maybe just take the electronics away, you know, put that away for 10 to 15 minutes, and it really, really does make a big difference. Silence isn't empty. It's actually full of answers if you think about it. If you sit quietly somewhere for a little bit and just get those thoughts flowing, those positive things, you will be amazed what you can do. And say no without guilt. Some of us struggle to say no. I'm one of those people. I struggle to say no. But if you overcommit yourself, you overwhelm yourself. And that's not good. So what doesn't work for me, it doesn't work for me right now. Thank you for thinking of me, but I can't do it. Okay. And set boundaries. A lot of us do not set boundaries with friends and family and kids and all and work stuff. We need to set those boundaries so we can also be good at what we do and in control of our life. Because when it starts going out of control, that's when you start getting negative stress. So if you also want to, you can talk to a friend, you can journal it, you can write it down in a diary. Writing out things is really, really therapeutic. And you can voice note yourself. You can hear your own thoughts, so you can record it. And say, listen, I'm not feeling well about this now, about my partner in life, or my dog, or my work, or my boss, or my friends are not listening to me, or they're too demanding, or whatever it is. You know, listen to those thoughts as well as you go. And rest is productive. Rest is not a reward. It is a requirement of life. And sleep and naps and downtime equals mental clarity and emotional strength as well. And so time management is really, really important as well. You've got to set your time and don't get pushed into a minute or pushed into an hour with stuff that actually needs 4 or 5 hours to sort out. Laughter is also a wonderful way of relieving stress. Okay, it's a great medicine. We all know laughter is a great medicine. It lowers the cortisol, and even 3 minutes of a funny video, if you look on Instagram or looking at the dogs talking, or I don't know, just funny stuff, it can reset a very rough day as well if you spend some time doing that as well. And then, you know, what's your go-to stress thing that relieves stress for you? Is it your phone? Is it a joke? Is it going to walk in the garden? Is it cleaning the pool, or just gardening, or just having a chat to your partner? What is it for you that relieves your stress? And go there as often as you can as well. And then have a stress go-to list. So when you're too stressed, encourage a calm kit, I call it a calm kit, the list of things that help you, okay, like music, walking, prayer, meditation, calling somebody, having a phone call with somebody that you have a fun laugh with. And that can be part of your calm kit, you know, that if you get into trouble, you can go to that thing and you can do that or phone somebody or do that exercise. So my closing thoughts, Rich, before we chat generally, stress isn't the villain. Unmanaged stress is the villain, okay? And learning to harness your stress and put it into a positive channel, you actually gain an edge in life because you can't have a non-stress. No, non-stress is you in a coffin, okay? So life is full of stresses, but if you can harness that and put it in a positive way as well. So it's not the stress that kills us, says Hans Sale. Not the stress that kills us. It's our reaction to the stress that kills us. And that's pretty much it today. You know, we all go through stresses, and I thought it would be a really good thing to do on the Best of Love Life because we stress all the time. But life is a series of stresses as we go through it. But it's positive as well and negative, and we've just got to understand where we're at with it and then manage it accordingly.
I think that unrecognized stress is the thing that gets you. I think it's even most people are living under some level of stress all the time. It's very seldom that we all get the opportunity to totally relax.
Sure.
Okay. And just getting in your car and going from point A to point B can be stressful. The thing about that is it's not going to be the kind of stress, unless of course you're afraid to drive, but and you know, for the normal person,
yeah,
it's not the kind of stress that's going to, you know, destroy your life, but it's the build up of that. So when I say unrecognized stress, I'm saying that in not recognizing it, this is just my take on it, in not recognizing it, one stressful environment builds on and lead, you know, so you, what I'm trying to say is you get in the car, you're stressed, and you got to go to, and you got to meet a deadline, and the traffic is, and then you get through that, but the stress doesn't release because now you walk into a situation where you're actually going to go and have a confrontational meeting with your boss. So it builds and builds and builds. And I think that what's important is that to try and isolate those stressful episodes,
yeah,
to a point where you can kind of hit a release button, and even if the next event is going to be stressful, at least you had that little pause. And I think breathing is what does it.
Yep.
And you know, I'm talking here like it's something that I do, but I don't. I don't do that at all. And I think a lot of people understand the logic of dealing with stress, but the actual physical doing it, execution is somewhat, and it can get to your health. I have no question about that. You know, muscles tense up, and then you know, then all of a sudden your muscles are tensed, and then you roll off the bed to get up in the morning, and the next thing, oh, my back is out. Yeah. And all of this has got to do with that. So it is, you know, to put it bluntly, it's a bastard. It really is.
It's a nasty thing, and it can affect your life. It can affect everything, your people, your relationships around you, the kids, everybody. So we need to manage it. And some people suffer from this stuff. They suffer from maybe depression, or they suffer from anxiety, and it gets worse and worse. And you need to have that calm kit. You need to have that place that you can go and just try and manage it. You know,
that comes back to my point. My point is that the issue here is not the stress or what you do with it. It's actually recognizing that you're in a stressful environment. Because if you don't recognize that, you're not going to do anything about it.
Well, exactly.
You're going to just move through it, and the next thing's going to build up.
Yeah.
So you do get a guy who gets stuck behind somebody on Okapse Weg, and he's in a hurry trying to get an appointment, and the appointment is stressing him out. That he might be late, and all of a sudden the guy in front of him, he just won't speed up. And then we have an incident like we had a couple of years ago where a guy got out with a hockey stick and beat the oak to death in front of him. And yep. Now all of a sudden his whole world has been changed because he didn't recognize the stress for what it was.
And he hadn't managed his stress. Something must have happened because this stuff doesn't come on one day. It builds up over, you know, the nasty stuff builds up and then, you know, maybe it's divorce and then it's the children have given nonsense and then it's something else and then it's a monetary problem and then it's financial stress
and it's there all the time.
All the time. It's, and yeah, we need to manage it. So
I think that the negative side of it, there's definitely got to be recognition of it in order to manage it. But then on the positive side, the same I think would apply. This is my sense.
Yeah.
Because I know that, you know, I train radio presenters here. Mm. And they sit down in front of this microphone and all of a sudden what they thought was going to be a very easy thing to do, the stress builds up. And you can see it kind of in their eyes the closer you come to actually turning that microphone on. But those are the butterflies that you need to get to fly in formation. And that stress environment, if you can manage that, it can be very positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then you're not taking it for granted. Then you're going to be stressed when you're going to go off the edge of a bungee jump. But if you're not, then there could be...
Then you're a psychopath.
Yeah, it's like...
you've got no feeling.
Yeah, it's like a safety mechanism.
Yeah, and one thing though, you know, you've got to turn yourself into the direction of the positive stuff. So I always say, you know, whatever you focus on will happen. Whatever you focus on will happen. So try and focus not on the negative side of your life or the negative stresses all the time. Because, I mean, you've got to handle that and you've got to face it head on. But try and point yourself in the direction of the positive stuff that's also happening in your life. Mm. And try and get a balance. Because once you balance, you can manage. You know, and then it gets a little bit easier handling the nasty stuff unless you've got, you know, it can't be all nasty, then it's really your whole life goes down the toilet. But if you've got a balance and you've got the positive and the negative, you generally can get through it. You can get through anything.
Yeah, I think it's what you've said this afternoon, Jeff, is I think that most people, with the exception of, you know, some of the nuggets in here, most people will understand what you said this afternoon. They get it.
Yeah. Sure.
And there's very few that would argue that what you've said this afternoon is incorrect in any way. Mm. It is correct. The problem is that we do recognize it, and all of us do, but we don't do anything about it. We fail in the execution of it. We fail to stop and breathe. We fail to get sufficient rest, and somehow we just end up burning the candle at both ends in whatever it is, and it's not necessarily a career. It can be in your sporting activity, in your, you know, whatever your passion is. You become over passionate about something, but most of us, the failing is simply in one, not recognizing it for what it is, and then two, we fail in actually doing something about it because somehow, I don't know, maybe people think that, hey, you know, you need to be living under this pressure in order to achieve or something. I don't know.
Well, there is a bit of pressure there, but I think also people worry about stuff that hasn't happened. So, you know, 80% of what you worry about, you know, is not going to happen anyway. So don't worry about stuff. When it gets to you, do something constructive there. But don't worry about the next 3 months or 5 months or 5 years about little things that could stress you out, that debilitate you from handling your daily life, you know. And so be careful of the worrying stuff as well. It also can cause you untold overwhelmingness, as you put it. That's a new word. Trump gave it.
You and Donald making up your own words.
No, making up own words like evidence and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, equalize.
Equalize.
Yeah. And grocery. Goodness gracious me.
Now,
there's a revelation. There's a revelation. But anyway, so you've got, so you know Donnie.
Like this.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool.
Oh, nice. I'm done.
You're done. All right. Well, thank you for coming and chatting to us. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks' time.